Hello and welcome to The Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24. Each week we'll be hearing from the sharpest minds and freshest thinkers in the world of finance, taking you beyond the numbers and the hype and getting to the heart of the big issues of the day. This week we're discussing the performance since its inception of the world's first Development Impact Bond, or DIB. This unique and innovative product has delivered robust results and is squarely on track to meet or exceed its ambitious three-year targets. We'll hear from the investor, the UBS Optimus Foundation, from the service provider, Indian NGO Educate Girls, and the outcome payer, the Children's Investment Fund Foundation, to learn how the programme works, what it delivers in terms of social as well as financial returns, and why this could profoundly change the whole social investing landscape for the better. We start with Phyllis Costanza from the UBS Optimus Foundation, which was founded almost 20 years ago as a service to help clients of the bank with their philanthropy. Some 90% of the largest clients are engaged in philanthropy, but fewer than 20% are satisfied that they're making an impact. So the Optimus Foundation is committed to making that impact and improving the lives of children around the world. First, Phyllis Costanza, a bit of background on how the Development Impact Bond, the DIB, how it works. Maybe before that even, we can hear how you came to support it. I gather you looked at how social impact bonds work, essentially this idea that governments save money, investors make money, and non-profits get the funding they need to do vital work.
So we wanted to take that concept and apply it to international development, where there's very little transparency around what works. We need to attract more private sector funding into this area if we're going to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. So the way this concept works is there is an outcome funder, which is either a public entity or a private organization, like you saw in the social impact bond. And that outcome funder, in this case, is the Children's Investment Fund Foundation. Then you have the risk investor, which is the institution or the individual who's willing to put the upfront capital into this project to execute the social program. And in this case, that was UBS Optimus Foundation. And then you have the service provider. That is usually an independent entity. In this case, it was a nonprofit called Educate Girls. And we set very clear targets with them. They had to get 76% of all out-of-school girls in a particular region into school, and they had to improve learning outcomes by 75% better than a control group. And then finally, you have an outcome evaluator, and this is a third-party, separate entity that actually does the monitoring and evaluation of this program to ensure that the data we're looking at is objective. And in this case, it was an organization called ID Insights, and they conducted a randomized control trial to evaluate the outcomes. And then finally, you've got a performance manager who helps to bring this whole thing together, because if you haven't gathered by now, it's complicated. There's a lot of parties involved in this. The contracting is complicated. The project management is complicated. So one organization, again, this objective needs to pull this all together. And in this case, it was Instiglio.
Let's look next, Phyllis, at the results, the learning targets, the enrollment targets. They're not just met, they're surpassed. And presumably that must be hugely fulfilling for all of the different stakeholders in this process and for Optimus Foundation, for you personally. So good when the data backs up all of the theory, all of that thought and effort, and shows really impressive performance already.
This is fulfilling for all of us involved, but most importantly, it's incredibly fulfilling for the more than 7,000 children whose learning outcomes went up not by 75% better than a control group, but they exceeded that by 160%. So these children can now read Hindi, they can read English, and they can do math much better than they would have otherwise done it without this program.
Phyllis Costanza. Up next, we hear from some of the other stakeholders in the already hugely successful Development Impact Bond program. Safina Hussain is Executive Director at Educate Girls. Safina, maybe remind us of Educate Girls' broader mission and perhaps tell us how it all got started.
Educate Girls was founded predominantly to work in some of the most critical areas for where girls are out of school in India, and to make sure that girls are brought in and are staying in school. And the reason it got started is India has one of the highest numbers of out-of-school girls anywhere in the world. A lot of this is rooted in gender-based discrimination, child marriage, low status of women in society in general, and generally patriarchy. And it's very much a mindset problem, and therefore Educate Girls came into being to change the mindset to make sure that we could improve educational outcomes for girls. First of all, we go door to door to identify every single girl who's not in school. We do this through our community volunteers called Team Balika. Team Balika are young, educated, passionate individuals from those villages itself, so they know their village well. So they go door to door and they find every single girl who's not in school, and then we sit with the community and we make community-based enrollment plans to bring these girls back into school. So once girls are enrolled in school, we work with communities and the school administration to see how infrastructure can be improved, making sure that girls have a toilet, you know, have a boundary wall and have adequate infrastructure which the child needs, and then finally come into the classroom to teach Hindi, English and Math in 3rd, 4th and 5th grades.
So, Safina, what does the partnership with the UBS Optimus Foundation and with the SIF, what does that mean?
So Educate Girls, along with UBS Optimus Foundation and Children's Investment Fund Foundation, launched the world's first Develop and Impact Bond. This covered 166 schools in 140 villages in Rajasthan in India. And it is essentially a payment by results model, a performance-based contract. And really, so this partnership, at the core of it means that in the development sector, how do we scale not just based on inputs and activities, but how do we scale quality? How do we scale results? So Educate Girls in this DIP actually gets paid on two outcomes. One is the enrollment of out-of-school girls, and then second is on learning gains for children. So the tenure is a three-year pilot, and the results at the end of the 3 years have been that we've actually achieved 160% of our learning target. And that means that children are performing much higher versus regular controlled schools in terms of English, math, and Hindi. And we've achieved 92% of the eligible out-of-school girls who were identified are now in school and staying in school.
How surprised are you, how proud, I suppose, as well, with the performance of the DIB already? It's such a good story.
We are extremely, extremely proud of the work that Educate Girls has been able to do, especially our teams on the ground. I think all of the credit goes to the team on the ground and to the Team Balika for what has been achieved. It really has been a journey of self-discovery for the organization. It's the flexible nature of the funding has enabled us to innovate and to really apply tailored solutions to enroll the hardest to reach girls back into school. So it really is. I think the DIB results are a testimony to our efforts and really give us the confidence that Educate Girls can deliver quality at scale and value to each and every single child in the program.
And Safina, finally, I'd like to ask about how you think the DIB can change the broader landscape, if you like, of social investing.
The DIB teaches us several things, and it is a funding mechanism, so it teaches us a lot around how can you fund social impact. So from an Educate Girls perspective, I think the big change that I see that, you know, all philanthropic funding, whether, you know, whatever shape or form it takes, it really needs to follow a few principles, which is a multi-year, flexible, and tied to a specific result. And that tying to a result would make it more performance focused, so to make sure that, you know, it allows for greater results. Flexibility, because you want flexibility with that money and that funding to be able to innovate, to be able to reach solutions faster, better. And multi-year, because social problems are really complex. And one-year project-based fundings just cannot yield those kind of results. So I think those would be my biggest takeaways from the DIB that I think can be absorbed by the broader audience.
Safina Hussain. Kate Hampton is CEO of the Children's Investment Fund Foundation. Kate, thanks for being on the programme. Perhaps you can remind us about the mission of the SIF and tell us how partnerships with the likes of the UBS Optimus Foundation, Educate Girls, from whom we've already heard, can help to deliver that and advance this agenda more broadly.
So SIF is the world's largest philanthropy focused specifically on improving the lives of children and adolescents in developing countries. To do that, we work with lots of different kinds of partners to deliver this mission. So local campaigners and NGOs, as well as international organizations and foundations and private sector. It's because it takes the combined efforts of lots of different organizations to tackle the challenges by children and adolescents and their families every day. Our programs are designed to support bold ideas to seemingly intractable problems. So we try and play a catalytic role as a funder and influencer, and we want to deliver urgent and lasting change at scale. We're entrepreneurial, performance-led in our approach, and that means being nimble and taking risks when the potential payoff is big. So we were really keen to support Educate Girls because the Development Impact Bond is a new tool. Development Impact Bonds, the outcome pair, is a private philanthropy, not a government in this instance, and that was really new. In theory, we could have just awarded a grant to Educate Girls directly because we do a lot of granting. But the DIB, the Development Impact Bond, or DIB as it's called, allowed SIF to reduce our risk by tying the payment to results. But more importantly, even, it allowed us to support and test the innovation of social impact bonds and the potential they have to have even bigger impact than traditional grant making. It's also helped us work better with local partners because development impact bonds are designed to be outcome focused. So it gives local implementing partners the ability to flex depending on local context. So we don't prescribe the route to impact. We let them decide the best way to deliver the outcomes. SIF is really proud to have partnered with Educate Girls and UBS Optimist Foundation because this is an independently verified real world impact. So we know we've got girls into school and we've helped them learn. The huge benefits that a quality education brings to girls and their families and societies is without question. It's hugely preventive in terms of child marriage, in terms of teenage pregnancy. It also improves girls' status in society. And we're really excited to see more and more girls achieve their full potential with support of the DIB.
And Kate, what about the DIB's performance so far and what that potentially promises for the future?
Given that the Educate Girls DIB surpassed its ambitious target, I'm really hoping that other people are going to notice this potential and start using DIBs more often. And that will secure much needed funding in the development space by reducing risk to donors, because many donors will think that doing this kind of work is risky, it will often fail. But if you're focusing on outcomes and rewarding outcomes, then they're much more likely to put their capital into it. So hopefully we can scale up funding for things like girls' education through these new instruments. There are about 6 development impact bonds underway, lots more in the pipeline, and SIF will be looking at their results and we'll be looking to see if we can use more of these and partner with others to do so.
Kate Hampton. Phyllis Costanza, it was great to hear there from the SIF and from Educate Girls. Does the success of all these stakeholders here and the requirements of the UN goals, which we mentioned earlier, underscore this idea that teamwork is critical here across UBS Optimist Foundation, across Educate Girls, the SIF and so on?
This has been an extraordinary experience because we're bringing together people from very different sectors, very different mindsets, and we each bring something different and that we couldn't have done working separately. And so the combination of this powerful group coming from government sector, the for-profit sector, the nonprofit sector, has created much more than the sum of its parts. It really enables everybody to do what they're good at. So as a bank at UBS, we're really good at bringing investors to the table. We're really good at structuring financial instruments. And that's something that a nonprofit may not be able to do on its own. And similarly, we're not very good at getting girls into school at UBS in remote rural Rajasthan. So how can we bring our expertise along with the expertise of other sectors and other organizations to deliver much more than each of us could do on our own?
And maybe a final thought, a last takeaway, as you look at the whole process so far, Phyllis Costanza.
What this demonstrates is, in this case, investing in girls' education in Rajasthan was a great investment. We returned 15% IRR and a 52% return on investment. And when I look at my investment portfolio, I haven't seen that in mine in many years. So this has been a really exciting pilot test, and I hope that we're able to do more of these.
And that's Phyllis Costanza, bringing us to the end of this 201st edition of The Bulletin with UBS. Listen again and find out more at monocle.com or catch up via your preferred platform. The Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24.